Here at Renewal by Andersen, we believe that a warm and cozy home starts with a warm and friendly consultation. Energy-efficient windows and doors, custom styles, and professional installation. Renewal by Andersen is here to help create your ideal space. A free, no-pressure Renewal by Andersen consultation is just a call or click away. Visit us online at iHeartMyWindows.com to schedule an in-home appointment. When it's time to talk windows, we'll bring the wisdom. Renewal by Andersen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. We appreciate you and we celebrate you. Well, let's get into God's word. Let's get into the word of God. Okay, we're going to share God's word briefly. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. And I'm going to be sharing something briefly with you from 2 Peter chapter 1, the verse number 5. And let's pray. Father, thank you for the truth of your word. Thank you because your word transforms, your word imparts, and your word brings us light that guides all that we do. This morning we ask that, Lord, you would open our hearts to be receptive to your word. Empower us that we will not just be hearers of your word, but we shall be doers of your word. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. And what I'm sharing is titled, Our Responsibility. Our Responsibility. Our Responsibility. There is what to do to actualize every desire that you have. There is what to do. That any Christianity that places absolute responsibility on God is an error. There is God's responsibilities. There is your responsibilities as a believer as well. And so when you read 2 Peter chapter 1, the verse number 5 to the verse number 9, the Bible says that for this very reason, giving all diligence. Now, talking about diligence, the Bible says that seest thou a man diligent in his business. Okay, to be diligent means to be steady, to be effective, to be efficient, to be hard working. The Bible says that when a man is diligent in his business, he will stand before kings or great men and not mere men. So there are two kinds of men. There are great men, kings, then there are mere men. So it depends on where you want to play. If you want to play among mere men, just be lazy and do nothing. But if you want to play with kings and those in authority and men and women of influence, one of the critical characteristics that must be working in your life is diligence. He said, seest thou a man that is diligent in his business, he will not stand before mere men, ordinary men, but he will stand before kings and he will stand before great men. And this morning I pray that the grace to be diligent in that which God has called you to do, the grace to be diligent in your profession and in your career and in your business, may that grace rest on your life. The name of Jesus, that you will not exhibit traces of laziness and traces of apathy and procrastination, but the Spirit of God will enable you and empower you to manifest diligence. The name of Jesus, somebody shout, I am diligent. He said, seest thou. He said, for this very reason, giving all diligence. He said, add to your faith. Add to your faith. That means that faith is the foundation. Faith is the foundation of the believer. Okay? Faith in God. Faith in his word. That is the foundation of the believer. That is why one of the names given to Christianity is called the faith. the faith. The Bible says that add to your faith. The Greek word is lavishly supply. Supply to your faith. Okay, it's like you have a vehicle. Then you are not supplying fuel to the vehicle. I can assure you, the one you are using, when it gets finished, there is no way the vehicle can move. It can never get you to your destination. Why? You are not supplying fuel to your vehicle. The Bible says that supply to your faith. So faith is not enough. Faith is the foundation. Faith is the fundamental requirement. But there is what to supply to faith. Supply to faith. Okay? We supply water to our physical body. Is that not so? We supply food to our physical body. We supply sleep to our physical body. So there are things we supply to be able to help us live a productive and a glorious life. He said, add to your faith, lavishly supply to your faith. Number one, virtue. The word is moral excellence. So you see, he says that even though you are a man and a woman of faith, supply excellence to your faith. Be a man and a woman of excellence. The Bible talks about Daniel. He was a great man of faith. Daniel had faith in God. He prayed 3 times a day. Daniel said that, look, King Nebuchadnezzar, we will not bow to your idol. Daniel and his friends, 3 of them were sent into the burning furnace. So Daniel was sent to the lion's den. They had faith in God. They said, our God whom we serve, that God would deliver us, that even if he doesn't, we will not bow to your golden image. They had faith in God. But the Bible says that Daniel was an excellent man. He had an excellent spirit. So even though you have faith in God, the Bible says that be a man and a woman of excellence. Okay, you have to be an excellent person. What do you do? Do it excellently. Okay, what do you do? Do it excellently. Okay, be a man and a woman of excellence. Don't be an ordinary person. No, be excellent. Okay, you must possess excellent thoughts. Okay, let your speech, your language, the way you talk, let it be excellent. Your character, your behavior, the way you carry yourself, you have to be excellent. He said, add to your faith, add to your faith. Excellence. Then he said, to excellence, he says, knowledge. Add to your faith, knowledge. Okay, so number one, you add excellence. Then number two, you add knowledge. The Greek word translated knowledge here is the word gnosis. Okay, that talks about intellectual, scientific, or technological knowledge. Okay, add to your faith, knowledge. You know, knowledge itself is based, faith itself is based on knowledge, the knowledge of God's word. The Bible says that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word. So, the word of God itself is a body of knowledge. But the Bible says that add to your faith, gnosis. Okay, so if let's say you are a medical practitioner, okay, and then, you know, those days, you know, those days, I mean, the late 80s, 90s, when you go to hospital, you know, then and they want to diagnose whether you have malaria or, you know, Mikala, they open your eyes like this and they look at it and say, no, this one is malaria, you know. But today, Charlie, you know, because of scientific advancement, you know, they do a lot of tests. Is that not so? They've added to their faith. Intellectual knowledge. You have to be an erudite. You have to be knowledgeable in your profession, in your career, in your business, in your finances, in your marriage. The Bible says that add to your faith excellence. Then he said to excellence add knowledge. That is gnosis, intellectual knowledge. Okay, so add to your faith. Then he said to knowledge, he said add self-control. The ability to regulate your emotions. That is self-control. Okay, it's called emotional intelligence. Okay, you know, as for me, I, when my wife does that, I have to react. I have to react. You know, you have to regulate your emotion. The Bible says that add it to your faith. That is what we call self-control. Okay, self-governance. You are able to control yourself. Okay, that you have seen somebody doesn't mean you should just run with the person. No, control yourself. Okay, that you have found somebody's item somewhere doesn't mean you should steal it. No, add to yourself, to your faith. He says, excellence. Then he said to excellence, knowledge. Then he said to knowledge, self-control. That is the ability to regulate your emotions, okay? You are able to control yourself, okay? You are able to, you know, you got angry with your wife, you know, at home when you were living, and then when you got to work, you know, your face, everything shows you are angry. You know, you breathe through. Oh, but Kwame, why are you so angry? You know, be my wife. You know, be my wife. Hey, my friend, stop that. Add to your faith. Add it. The ability to regulate your emotions. Then he said to self-control, perseverance, doing what is right in spite of difficulties. That is perseverance. Okay, there are difficulties, there are challenges, but you persevere. You are still doing what is right in spite of the difficulty. The Bible says that after Abraham, okay, had patiently endured. That is perseverance. You persevere. You do what is right in spite of difficulty. Then he said to perseverance, add godliness. That is behaving like God, imitating God, following God's example. Then he said to godliness, add brotherly kindness. I love that. That is the ability to be generous. Look, today, take somebody out for lunch, okay? Send somebody out for lunch. Buy a breakfast for a friend. Just be kind, okay? Be generous. Be kind. You know, there are people who are too stingy, too stingy. You know, the Bible says that, look, as a Christian, he said, add to your faith. Number one, excellence. Number two, knowledge. Okay, that is gnosis, intellectual, scientific, okay, knowledge. Then he said, number three, self-control, the ability to regulate your emotions, okay. Number four, then he said, perseverance, doing what is right in spite of the difficulty. Then he said to perseverance, add godliness, that is character, behaving like God. Then he says to godliness, brotherly kindness. You are generous. You are kind. Then he said to brotherly kindness, love. I like this. Then he said, if these things are yours and abound, you will neither be barren or unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus. What is he saying? He said, look, if these things are at work in you, there is no way you fail. There is no way you will excel. If these things, of course, if you are knowledgeable, you won't fail. If you are excellent, you won't fail. If you have emotional intelligence, if you persevere and endure, maybe you've started a business. The business is not doing well, but you know this is what God has called you to do. This is what God has asked you. This is your passion. This is what you are born to do. If you are persevering and that character, that attitude of perseverance is at work, there is no way you fail. You will break through. I'm telling you. So please, people of God, add to your faith. This is our responsibility. It is your responsibility to lavishly supply. Supply to your faith. Add to your faith. The Bible says that if you do these things, there is no way you will be barren or unfruitful. There is no way you will not produce results. There is no way you will fail. Why? Because if you add these principles to your faith, you are bound to succeed. And you are bound to make a great impact. I want to encourage you. Faith is the foundation. Faith is the fundamental requirement. But faith is not enough. He said, add to your faith. Lavishly supply to your faith. It is like putting water on fire and saying that you are preparing soup. Auntie, the water is not enough. We will need some what? Michaela, help me. What meat do we need? You know, different ingredients. That's right. To add to it, to make it a good soup. This is 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 5, 6, 7. Add to your faith. Supply to your faith. Number one, excellence. Number two, knowledge. Number three, self-control. Number four, perseverance. Number five, godliness. Number six, brotherly kindness. And then number seven, love. Is it not interesting that there are seven? And seven is the number of perfection. You can't have these working inside you and you will fail. The Lord bless you and honor you. In Jesus' name, amen.